Okay, listen. Torah tells us, Parshas told us, Eilu Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham holy is as Yitzchak. So the Medrash, Parshas told us on page 3, says Eilu Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei here on page 2, Gil Yogil Avi Tzadik, the father of a tzadik rejoices, V'yolei Chacham Yismach Bo. He gives birth to a Chacham, Yol Hamolid is a Chacham, Rotzoloma Hamalamed, Umoli Chachma Belev HaTalmid. So, Gil Yogil Avit Tzadik, Viole Chacham Yismach Bo. So, there was a certain simcha with the Leida of Yitzchak. But it's interesting, as the Satmar, the Berach Moshe points out, that it's it starts off with the with the phrase tzaddik, Yel Yavil Avi Tzaddik, gives birth to a tzaddik, V'yolei Chacham Yismach Bo. And then it says, and that he who gives birth to a Chacham, Yismach Bo. So what are these two things? Tzadik, Chacham, why, what's the change? In other words, he gives birth to a Tzadik, Yismach Bo, and what, and a Chacham, he's trying to say he's both. What's the correlation of the Gil Yogil Avi Tzadik, page 3, Yolei Chacham, Yismach Bo. And we have a pasuk in Tehillim, the famous pasuk. We know, start off the Yom Kippur davening, Or Zaru al Atzadik, Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha. And we have to understand also what is a tzadik, what's Yishrei Lev, what are these ideas. So, if you look, just to make it shorter here, on page 10 in the Berach Moshe, he says, O Yesh Levi Divra Medrash, Eilo told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Don Duchsiv Gil Yogil Avit Tzadik, Yolei Chacham Yismach Bo. Yesh Lehovin Matam Pasach Vatzadik Visiyem Bechacham. V'dirik v'hektem l'vayim amar ha-gemara amar rabichelbo amar rabhuna kol anenem yisudas chasen v'enem asamchel. Right, the famous gemara in Brachas here, we can look on the packet of page 5, somebody who's nene from the sudas chacham, from the sudas chasen rather, v'enem asamchel, he violates chamisha kolos, kol sosum, kol simcha, Chasen, Kolkala, etc. So what is this idea of the Chamisha Kolos? So he says like this. Mizbaya behektim, says the Berach Moshe, Divne Doris Kenik, Miita Panim, Alakosuv, Or Zarul Atzadik, and Yishulev Simcha. So what does that mean? So he explains, in a darshu chazal, the haftas Hashem lokech b'chol avavcha b'shnei yitzarecha. So what does it mean you worship Hashem with the yitzatov and the yitzara? How do you serve Hashem with the Yetzer Tov? I understand. What does it mean? V'havta Hashem Elchech v'chol levavcha shnei levavecha v'yetzer tov v'yetzer ra. B'yir adover ki Yetzer Tov v'ham lamed la'odam bina la'asak b'tor v'mitzvus. Yetzer hara, who habesis lived of achar tavas olam, achil shtiya kadome. Yidei afilu misha kol masav al pi haTorah heter velo beisur mikol mokom minyanei olam hazeh misnagdim lavoras Hashem. You see, Peitocha v'savata v'ram levavecha v'shachachta Hashem. There was a lot of times a person is involved in Gashmias, and you know, a person is involved in materialism, and you know, he thinks he's God, and he forgets Ribon Shalom. But omnam im yagiha adam la madrega shebechol eskom vachilu shtiya yichaven l'shem shamayim. But if a person is on the madrega that all his physical things are l'shem shamayim, how are you over Hashem gam b'iskei ha'olam hazeh? So then he services Hashem even ha'olam hazeh. V'zeh kavana b'chol levavcha b'yetzah tov v'yetzah hara. Sheyavad Hashem Yisbarach hein b'toru v'mitzvus v'hein b'iskei olam hazeh. V'zeh shenema b'avram avinu u'matzasa es levovo ne'eman lefanecha. Shekol masav haya oved as Hashem Yisbarach. But so servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yetzah hara means that even the physical things that we do are l'shem shamayim. Ha'idzeh haya levolo shalom v'nem l'Hashem. And he says to some of the Yit upon him that Orzaru Latzadik Shizokal Or Hadoka Sakosha Hayitzahara, Avodai Kocham Nagin Shaltavas Olomza Pitoch Levavo. So it's the Tzadik is the one who still has Tivus, but it's in control. So there's still that tension. There's still the Kocham Nagin. But if there's tension, he's not going to have simcha, because there's still that tension. The Yishrei Lev is the one who basically the Yetzirah was already converted, so to speak, and the tension is not there anymore. So he says, that's Pshat in Chazal, that if you Mesameach Nene Misudas Chosen Ve'inu Mesamcho, you're over Hamisha Kolos. Why? Because what's the Pshat? Shad is because a person who's just nene from the Suda, so then he's only interested in having a good meal, panos gufo. But he's not doing it necessarily shem shamayim. So he's over the Chamisha Kolos of Simcha because he didn't reach the Madrega of Simcha. Because Simcha means when there's no two things. There's no Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. There's no tension anymore. And even the things that are physical, you're doing the Shem Shemayim. And he says, that's Pshat. So the person who does this is called a Chacham. Because the Chacham is to realize that even the physical things are supposed to be done in the Shem Shemayim. In other words, to tell me that tefillin is supposed to be done in the Shem Shemayim, that's obvious. But a person might think, you know, there's the food, when I'm in the physical department, the food department, or other physical things, that's for me to enjoy. But it's not, there's no ruchni component. But the Chacham realizes that there's a ruchni component in that as well. So if he's mesameach the chassan, then he realizes that even the physical department is brought to ruchnius. And this idea is the pasuk in Mishlei on page 12. V'chol drachei adoheyu v'hu yasher chasecha. That the way we service Hashem is v'chol drachecha. Right? Not only when we learn Torah we daven, but v'chol drachecha. In all avenues of life, this we can service the Ribono Shel Olam, and that's the Teferet Shlomo of Radomsk says pshat in another pasuk in Toldos. So it says in Toldos on page 14, Vayigdal each vayelach aloch vegadel aki gadol maod vehilo miknet son ubnei bokar. Vavuda Rabba. The Kanu also pleased him. Yigdal ha'ish v'yelach haloch v'gadel v'yilo tzon mikne tzon u'mikne bok of avuda rabba. What is avuda rabba? Here he says, like Rashi says, p'ula rabba. But the Teferet Shlomo says a very important yisod. And he says, we know the Gemara says that in the day of our judgment, right, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, take a look on page 16, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Amrei Shlachish, Vaydechsi, Vaya, Emunos, Yitzechoshu. That the first thing Hashem is going to ask us, four lines from the bottom. Peshosha Machlisim, Odom Ladin, Omelo, Nosatav, Nosatav, Be'emuna. Did you deal honestly in your business? Kavati Itim Lotorim. So what does this mean, Nasata Nasata Bemuna? So says the Teferet Shlomo. He says a person has to be is involved in other things, the parnasa, business, things like that. So there are halachas of how to of an honesty and how to deal in a proper way. In the situation of a job, a business, and things like that. So if a person is cognizant of these things, so then his Asek is a form of Asek Torah. And he says, that's Pshat, top line on page 15 on the left side. Gam b'chol ha'osher v'anechosim u'mikne ha'tzol v'abokar shayat tzorech l'asok l'ushtadel b'nyonei ha'lom hazeh Hayalo avuda rabba l'Hashem Yisbarach. He said, in other words, avuda rabba means that he serviced HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the mikneh v'tzon and all the physicality and all the business dealings that he did, but he did it in an erlich way, in an honest, with a lot of honesty and integrity. So that was avodas Hashem. That's avuda rabba. And that's what we were saying before, that the true simcha in a person is when everything he does, it's not that there's Torah and then there's outside of Torah. Everything is levovo, the Yitro Parim says. So levovo, you're one lathe, because it's one avoda. It's not that you're a firm Jew when you're in shul, but outside you're a different person. So that's a clash. That's a double life. That's not going to be simcha. But if you have a avodas Hashem, when mikne tzon u'bokor, mikne bokor avavuda rabba, then that's something. Vayikanu also plishtim ki hayolam se toru gdulu b'bokor mechad. The plishtim were jealous. Such a thing. Toru gdulu b'bokor mechad, but it's not a double life. It's like, I think Rav Hudna writes about a double life. It's not a double life. It's one thing. And that, the Kedushas Levi says, he thinks, you know, there's a famous kash on page 17 in Tosis and Sanhedrin on Zayin Amad Aleph. Because the Gemara says over here, the things they ask you, Nasadu Nasadu Ve'emuna, and then in Sanhedrin on Zayin, on page 17, it says, Ein chilas dino shel adam nidon ela al divrei Torah. The divrei Torah. So what is it? Is the first thing we're going to be asked about divrei Torah, or we're going to ask nasata nasata be'emuna? So Tosis answered that he gives different terutzim. One is maybe one is the first, what he's asked first, what is he going to be punished first. But the Kedushas Levi said, no, Kedushas Levi said on page 19, it's one and the same. Because Asakta B'Torah, V'Nasata V'Nasata B'Emuna, is the same question. Because if you act honest in business in other areas outside of learning, that's Torah. That's also Torah. So, there's no two questions. Asakta b'Torah, because some people, they could be, you know, they could wear a certain type of garb and profess a certain type of piety, and even, and you know, in this generation, learning, you know, is an in thing, learning. But sometimes you have to ask, is it a religious act or is it a cultural act? In other words, it's an in thing culturally to, you know, to koilel this, that, but it's not enough. The culture is not what we're interested in. We're interested in the piety, the erlichkeit. So, nasata v'nasata be'emuna is another form of Torah. That's why asakta b'Torah and nasata v'nasata be'emuna are connected. It's one and the same. And that's the Avuda Rabba. That's the Avuda Rabba. And that's the... And that's what the Yismach Lev in the Morning Day... Menachem Nochem of Chernobyl on page 20. Satav Satav Mamunah Ratzalomer Kine Esek Maso Matan Ugamkein Avoda the Torah. That's what the Kedushas Levi said, the same idea. And then there's the famous Tosas and Brachas, as Moshe Shapiro points out, the famous Tosas and Brachas on Yud Aleph Amud Beis on page 22 is how come when we sit in the Sukkah and then we leave the Sukkah you know, for some time, and we come back, we have to make another bracha. But if we're learning Torah, so even if we stop for a couple of hours, then we come back, you don't make another Birkas HaTorah. That's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis answers, Yishlom in the Shani Tosha Inum Yaish Daito. Cholsha Adam Mechuyiv Lilbo. So the different of Salvation is a famous thing about it is the latent and the awareness and the acute awareness, you know, but also based on this, as Rabbi Moshe Speer pointed out, based on this whole idea, is that even when we're not technically learning in front of a sefer, but what we do, if we're doing our pitora, then that's the avuda rabba of the miknatzon. And sometimes, you know, people have their one way of piety when they're learning davening, and when they're not in that environment, it's another thing. Because then the learning was just a cultural thing. It wasn't a religious thing. It was just culture. You know, culture. In Jewish culture, you do certain things. So some people eat gefilte fish, and some people learn Gemara, and it's cultural. It's cultural, but religion means that this is madrich me and how I act and how I treat people. A person can be in front of the sefer for many hours, but then when it comes to being on the mechavero, how he treats somebody, and it's not commensurate with the amount of time he's been learning. But the avuda rabba, the yishrei lev, is when it's all one whole unit. The tzaddik still is that clash. The yishrei lev is everything is part of this homogeneous unit. So when a person's learning, but he's also involved in different types of pursuits of other things that are for parnasa, for other things, but it's done l'shem shemayim. So that is also the avuda rabba. That's the avodas Hashem. And we know that the Tana Deveil Yo says that on page 23 that, you know, originally Yaakov and Esav were inside the womb, right? That's this week's parsha, and they made a deal that Esav will take all of Hazeh, and Yaakov will take all of Abba. So the Berakh Moshe here on page 26 quotes from the Chidah, from the Marash Frimo. It's quoted in the Chidah. So then how do we get any chelik in Olam Hazeh? So one could say, like we just said, that our chelik in Olam Hazeh is doing it l'shem shemayim, so that's our chelik in Olam Hazeh. He says a different word that you know, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, if something was about to go in the ocean and it's gone, and then you happen to be sailing in the ocean and you picked it up, then it's yours, because when it was in the ocean, it was gone. The guy has yeish, whatever. So the same thing about this world. This world was gone because Hashem said it will only exist if Klal Yisrael would accept the Torah, and we saved it. We accepted the Torah. So now the world. So anything in the was pending until we accept the Torah. Ki'ilah, everything was hefker, and then we can be zocha. That's how he explains. But even without that, the idea is we have Olam Abba, they have Olam Hazeh. So how can we? The answer is, if we take something in this world, but we do it al pi we do it with the proper intention. We do it, we make the parnasa to be able to send our children to yeshiva, to be able to give tzedakah, to be able to live a religious life, then it's one homogeneous, one composite of Avodas Hashem, of the Avuda Rabbah. And therefore, we evolved in Olam Hazeh, but the true, our true right to Olam Hazeh is if we have Olam Haba intentions. But if we're just doing it Laman HaKavod and Laman, you know, without this homogeneous intent, so then we lose the whole thing. Because that's Esav's Chelek. If you don't want to say like this, so Marash Rimu. So, tell us Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram only this Yitzchak, Avram is excited with the Simcha of Yitzchak, which is a Chacham. And where do we see the Chachma later? In the Tiferet Shlomo, the Avuda Rabbah. Because if you have a double life, that you have your Ruchnias, that's Lachud, and when you're in the business world, you're a different type of person, that's a clash, and there's no Simcha, and there's no Chachma. The Iker Chachma is to be able to do everything in life, L'shem Shamayim. And that's Vehilo Mikne Tzov, Avuda Rabbah, Malas Avodos Hashem, Begashmius. And that's the chokhmah of this world, is to be able to realize you have a Shabbos table and you invite people over, so it's a whole different thing. It's a kadesh shem shemayim. You help people. It's a whole every step of the way is avodas Hashem and the avuda rabba and the whole olam hazeh. And then the nasata and nasata v'amuna, and then the kavata yitl v'torah, it's one thing. It's one wholesome, composite, and not compartmentalized things. And that's the ikar of Avodas Hashem, v'yikla mikne tzon, and that's the ikar simcha, and the ikar nachas that Avram gets from Yitzchak, is the Yitzchak is chacham, and he understands this full idea. And v'yikla mikne tzon, and avuda rabba, as the Tiferet Shlomo says, the Avodas Hashem, the Gashmius, to reach the Madrega of Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha.